Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm Steven Lilly, your host for the podcast. Hello, we are talking about sports, a general thing. Everybody betting on Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, Tennessee, anywhere they don't want him to go. The NBA postponed every game information about it right now. To me, that seems a little fishy because they are trying to keep it down because they don't want the contract information go out because nobody wants to deal with the flu. And right now, no baseball, softball, football. They're canceling schools. Right now, this is an emergency that we have to fix from the medicine we create to help. But I want to know something. Why does it feel like all the medicine we create help, then kind of cure at the end of the lifetime? Is it our fault or is it their fault? I can't tell you. But I wake up, feel like my money going to the voters and our vote don't count with them because our vote don't even look. How I feeling is, all decision who we put in the office, all decision where money should go. End of the day, I will tell people that. But I see Walmart don't got toilet paper, Kmart don't got toilet paper, Target, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, everywhere had no toilet paper, one out water, one out food, all that because this virus is doing what it should do. Is making people freak out over for little crap. The duration time is 14 days from they tell you to. They gonna cancel school to the 29th. They gonna cancel everything till they figure the conversation out. But didn't start it till December 1st in 2019 in China that day. Then that how it all fought, it came here. Now we deal with our problems with the flu. If you don't take care of it, it will kill you, it will take you, it will do all stuff. I pay for Medicare, I think most people do nowadays because they don't want to get sick, don't want to deal with people. Wake up, find someone died in Kansas, they don't know, is it the flu, is it the heartache? But for me, I'm looking at the bigger picture of what really going on. Is it the government telling us, hey, every couple of years, we're going to people out? That's what we're going for? I don't know. I don't want to give people the outlook of what we got to go through to tell people how I feel. I'm sorry, I gave my opinion about the flu, about what can we be done, what can't we be done. My money going to what? What is everybody money going to? I don't see it. We all pay medical. We all pay for the money. We pay for everything. End of the day, they should give a kind of the hope that can they fix it before it do everything wrong. But how I feel because I got family online with the flu. I don't want nobody else get sick and keep the problem going around because everybody getting quarantined 14 days from they go in. Our problems are basically them not doing it quick enough, action enough, telling us that let's do it now, do it now. They finally want to wait until they want to do it, not we need to do it. They want to shop and do what they gotta do. But the flu should have got solved since the thinking came over from the flu ship. It didn't. It just talked about it and didn't care about it because China was working on the cure. Now China blaming us. From what we started it, then they started it. What the point of us? Of keep it going or should we kill it? or just push aside another lesson like we did. This is the beginning of the podcast of the news for the day and time. Thank you. Due to my respect, we all know that we're coming, the flu coming around, because we all got flu shot. We all went to Walmart. They did the flu thing. We all saw it. December 1st, 2019, we didn't care how did it happen. We didn't care, oh, it's not going to happen to us, because we so mainly focused on our meds, our pain, and all that. But why does the government make meds that can't kill us and can't heal us with everyone? But can we go back to the basic to save us from the flu again? Yes. Can we save those people? Yes. Can we stop that? I don't know. Hopefully the government listen to everyone, listen to people in general, because if I get sick, or if my wife gets sick, anybody, wife, family, grandmother, parents get sick, what's the point of us doing it? Sometimes people don't have the money to go cook, go pay bills, or pay for the insurance they need to keep healthy. Now it's all new that they took nursing home time away from them. You can't go in there, not right now, because those people getting older and they get it quicker than we can. And they see that and they got that taken care of. Now, good. But now we just keep it going to the correctly way. I don't be mean. I don't want to sound crazy. I understand people go work, get sick, they go home, don't care. They take medicine at Walmart. They buy all chick soup and all that. But at this point of view, from me, we getting called failure because we let it happen. We let it come in our place. We let it happen every time this shit happened. China blame us every time. China started the fight with us. Oh yeah, you gave it us. No, you gave us it to us. Basically, you didn't control it fast enough, and we got it healed now. China had over 1.5 million deaths, I believe. But in China, doing better and better to keep it up, better handle it. The vote came in to December 5th in China. And it wasn't a big deal till we start looking at it like, oh, okay, what is it? They only have it. We don't have to worry about it. Time that will come, 2020 hit, it came bigger for us, more deeper with how it went down, more crazy it got. Now you look around, people buying over food, they buying auto paper, buying all that. What's the point? Tomorrow they're going to say it's done for, over with, and what we do with it then? We don't have people buying, selling toilet paper, food on food marketing, play on Facebook, because they're trying to be nice after they bought all of it. But now you look at it, you just didn't help them. You just bought everything you think you need, but now you don't need it. I'm sorry I gave my opinion about it. Sorry. I don't know. My opinion is the flu wouldn't kill you if you take care of it fast enough. I'm sorry. You got to take care of the flu when you get it. If it get to you when you're sick, take a doctor, get help. The coronavirus is just attack your system. Two people ain't gonna help you. The feeling is that you take care of your body and hopefully you get it through it and keep it away. Keep your house clean, bleach it. Hand sanitizer when you have it or at work. Make sure all your animal, dogs, your home, your kids are healthy enough to do it. Keep it off. If you think you're getting it, go to the hospital, get help. If you Don't feel good? Sure, go to the doctor and see it if they can't help you. All you can do is drink Gatorade all day, every day to keep it away. If you do get it, all they're going to tell you. Basically, everyone, body dimple. The government had to shut it down fast to keep everybody healthy. If they don't get people healthy, no point of view of me going to work and getting sick. And I know nobody wants to get sick. Everybody trying to stay away from it, but people all getting sick to that point of, hey, look at me, look at that, and they getting it and they didn't know about it. My point of view is coronavirus, take care of it fast, it don't kill you. If you feel like you're gonna throw up and shit, go to the doctor, figure it out before it does take you out or take you on and you lose and you can't help yourself. Like the flu, runny nose, coughing, throwing up shit. I mean, if I throw up right now, it's basically my decision go or not. Or my decision to step up, to be and go. I don't care. This is my point of view of the news. Hopefully everybody enjoy it. Hopefully I see everybody sooner than later. Going back live again in a couple days. Have a good Sunday, guys. Keeping your date with the new coronavirus, okay? Have a good night.